Wednesday evening, this is 2:24:21. No nonsense, look at the book of Revelation. This is current events in the light of God's word. This is going to be part 8. I want to remind you here that the book of Revelation is comprised of one story told three times. And I'm not so sure that maybe it doesn't tell it again, but there's three definite times that the story is told. One long, one medium, and one short. Okay? The disclosure, this is the disclosure of Jesus Christ. That's what Revelation means. It means disclosure. When you read from Genesis to Revelation, it all fits together. It's become a small world. We see the end from the beginning. That is the way God sees things, from the end from the beginning. I was looking at some pictures of Ezekiel's will and trying to get a good picture to copy off of the creatures and the will and all of that. And they were all so out there. I just thought, there wasn't any of them that I just thought, that just rings with me how this must look. But a lot of them look like he was like in a ship nearly. It was a chariot, but it was like these rings that you see in the sci-fi movies that, you know, like ships that, I don't know. It was kind of hard to describe. And I'm thinking, well, you know, nothing would surprise me. Nothing would. So we're going to look at a scripture here. This is Isaiah 46:10-11. It says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." It reminds me of Q Post, because Q always says, future proves past. Okay, with that, I want to look at in the first chapter of Ezekiel. We're going to look at what Ezekiel saw. Ezekiel is a fascinating book. If you've never read it through, I challenge you to. There's some really cool stuff in it. This is, all right, chapter 1. "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." This is the same place Daniel had his visions. I'm going, "And the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof was the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings, on their four sides, and they had four, and they four had their faces and their wings, and their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went, but they went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces," you know, I just thought about something. God, it says he doesn't turn. He has no shadow. "And for the likeness of their faces, they had four, had the face of a man, the face of a lion, on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings on every one were joined one to another, and the two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was likened to the color of beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. Well, that voice is God sits on the circle of the earth. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber and as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of the fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Okay, now we're going to go over to Revelation 4. We're going to see these creatures again. I heard Billy Brim teach on the book of Ezekiel one time, and she brought out some interesting things. She said, I forget what chapter in Ezekiel, whenever they were being exiled to Babylon, the Spirit of God came in the chariot. The chariot came to escort the Spirit of God out of the temple, the tabernacle. And it showed where he went, how when he came out of the temple and he went to a certain place, and Mount Olives, and then into the chariot, and then the way they went. This is probably the same chariot that picked up Elijah. It was a chariot of fire, and you, as I read, you saw it was fire, and they looked like burnished bronze. Okay. All right, chapter 4 here. I just happened to be reading on chapter 4 here. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald. This is the same thing Ezekiel saw. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders, sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Now the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. That was the firmament, I believe. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. So these were the ones that transported the Spirit of God out of the temple This is what Ezekiel saw. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, the third beast had a face as a man, the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and their rest, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They and are and were created. So, and this is how the Holy Spirit led, so I'm just going to go with it. He brought to my mind Kim Clement prophecy, where he gives reference to something in the mind of God. He said A and Q. As I was preparing this, the Spirit said to me, Q and Anon. There is no QAnon. Even though people still say QAnon, there is no QAnon. There is Q and there are Anon. So there's only Q and Anon. I have heard that part of the Q team is a quantum computer, that it's comprised of the inner circle of less than 10 people that know the whole plan, but it's also comprised of the quantum computer. This is what they will be using from now on after the swamp is drained for our financial system and our voting system. It is unhackable. Well, for it to be unhackable, in Jubilee, there is no fraud. There's none of this. Everyone, their things that were stolen from them is returned to them. There is no fraud. And the thing about Nasera that we're going to learn, there will be nothing. You will not partake of anything if you have human trafficking or any kind of fraud or anything like that. You will not be allowed to participate. Your assets will be seized, from what I understand. You will be out of the loop. And I'm thinking, only God could set up a system like this. If we could have done it, we wouldn't have been ravaged for 6,000 years. All right. They have a team that's tried to hack the system for 8 years to no avail. Expert hackers. Can't do it. Only God could give men this kind of wisdom to prevent fraud. We've lived under this fraud for 6,000 years, but now God has provided us a way, His way. When you hear people talk about about quantum physics, they lose people really fast. You talk about where no man has gone before, that's the way quantum physics is. It has been born from the mind of God. That's what I believe. That's what the Lord showed me here. I always thought Q had something to do with God's plan. I always felt like it from the very beginning. That's why it's called the Great Awakening. Because we are in the time of the Great Awakening. We're having to go through this freak show to awaken the masses. And you hear it over and over and over and over again that people are saying, it's just for show. China Joe's not doing anything. Well, I hope that's true. I really do. Okay. When you see his chariot, it reminds you a little of a time traveler. That's what the different pictures, and there was multitude of pictures. I don't know how many. I just got really to the point that I won't look at them anymore. They're like something you'd see from a sci-fi movie. The chariot, the cherubims. I mean, they show one look like a man, but he had a head, boom, 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 boom. You know, all these different heads, and wings go up like this, wings go like this. I'm just going, and this. These wheels, you know, I'm just going, reminded me of Back to the Future and that train with those wheels. And I'm going, Lord. And we wonder, who come up with this stuff? I think we're going to be surprised one of these days. When you see God in his chair, it reminds me like a time traveler. Should it sound so far-fetched that it could be actually a reality? We know that time travel has happened. I've heard testimonies of people back in the 60s. One man, this man was telling about him and his dad. They did experiments, and they time traveled. And they had problems because they'd go through the portal, and they'd end up in different places. I think Tesla discovered something by just absolutely walking into it by accident. One person, they were doing the experiments, this one guy, he just walked into the room and crossed the beam. They didn't see him for 6 months. They thought he was dead. They thought he was disintegrated. He said he ended up in Africa. It took him 6 months to get back home. You think, okay. Think about all the movies you've seen. Think about Jumpers. Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty. I heard Kat Kerr describe one of her trips to heaven. She said, in your mansion, you've got a portal. And you can walk into that portal and say, I think I'll go to Hawaii today, and you're there. Is it so far-fetched to believe? I mean, just think about the infinite knowledge and wisdom of God and how, I mean, the things that you even see in the Bible that you can't explain. The possibility of that's what we're going into. All right. There's many things that have come out. We saw one that shows a storybook. It's called the Travels of Baron Trump. And the child, it's an old book back in the 1900s, isn't it, I think? Looks just like Baron Trump on the cover. People have said they know that President Trump has time travel. But regardless, the quantum computer at this point, the one that they have, the one that's the best, they only have three. The United States has the best one. They can see 3 months into the future. They can't go past the 6 months, though. And it quit working for the deep state when they had it, and they abandoned it because it wouldn't work for them. I'm just putting it out there. Sometimes it amazes me what the Lord would have me bring, but maybe he's just trying to get our minds open, because when you're in the kingdom of God, it's like, who would have thought a person could walk on water? Who would have thought that a person could be translated from one place to another? But we know people, we've heard testimonies of people that has happened to them, and they don't know how they got there. Think of the movies they project, like Back to the Future. I know that the space-time continuum is real, the cube is real, and the looking glass is real. I went on and looked at a documentary several hours long and had all the pictures of the looking glass and all the explanation, which it was quantum to me. I didn't understand any of it. Yeah. Okay. We have a lot to look forward to in our future. We have to always remember that all of this has come out of the mind of God. Evil men have stolen it from us. But God has given it back to his children. Just, you know, speaking of the financial system, the quantum financial system, God has made a way where they can't steal from us anymore. And they'll be so screened that they won't be able to trick somebody into doing something. Probably the key players at the masterminds of it anyway won't be alive to even be a concern anyway. You know, whenever I heard Scott say that about 93 of our 100 senators are traitors. They're on the arrest list for treason. You just think, wow, he never got to Congress. He started to talk about it, and then he got distracted. I'm thinking, But I know, I think it was Julian Assange, that he said when all his information comes out, 95% will be implicated. And now you see why it's been the way it's been. It's had to be the slow rollout, because if the president had gotten in office 4 years ago and he had just arrested everybody, our government would have collapsed. And there'll be some that'll still be here that maybe their crimes are not as, maybe it's not treason, maybe it's not quite to that place. And they may be able to, you know, deal with them. I don't know. But anyway, so God has given his children this future. This is what is coming. I believe it with all my heart. All right, he's given us knowledge of witty inventions. And the devil and his minions, if you will, they have stolen it. They've stolen it all. They have lived lavishly at the expense of humanity. Okay. All right. I know, beam me up, Scotty, or whatever sounds outlandish, but I'm thinking, you know, I used to think so, but I don't think that way anymore. I think we need to expand our thinking, because our biggest enemy is our thinking. That's why the devil has gone to great lengths with the fake news and the propaganda, Mockingbird, the television, to brainwash us into complacency, because they are so scared of how powerful we are as sons of God. They really are. They are scared. They are terrified. If people ever find out, I'm talking about God's people, who they are and what they have, I'm not meaning in their own self. I'm meaning as sons of God. When they find out what we have, or we find out what we have, then there's nothing that can stop them. I mean, or stop the sons of God. It says the whole earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Okay. We're about to step into a new world with endless possibilities. This is what God has always wanted for us. He has told us that nothing is impossible with him, and that nothing is impossible to him that believes. What does nothing mean? Nothing. Nothing's impossible. Huh? All right. No thing is impossible if you can believe it. See, there's many that are not going to partake because they will not get off of the timeline they're on and discern the time and move with the Spirit of God. See, that's the problem. And that's, I don't want to get into what I'm going to probably touch on Sunday, but that's the sad part about it. It's just like the children of Israel. They could not. Their thinking processes, all they knew was slavery. Told when to go to bed. Told when to get up. Everything, just like we've been. Ruled and regulationed and till you just can't even hardly breathe. And they could not grasp. Even when God performed his miracles in front of their faces, they could not get out of their thinking patterns so they could go in and take the land. We're sitting there. This is where we're sitting. I mean, we are at our Red Sea moment. We really are. Okay. Let's look at, now we're going to get back to Revelation here. All right, the seals is the long story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. The trumpets, the shorter story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. The vials is the shortest story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. All right, we read last week or the week before. Were you here? Did I read the seals when you were here? You weren't here last week. Okay.
Not last week.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Matthew 24 right quick. verse 29. It says here, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, I know a lot of people think this is the rapture here, but I don't agree with that. I don't think that it is. It's the sign of the Son of Man. The sign of the Son of Man, you know, we just had that happen in December whenever Saturn and Jupiter supposedly conjoined, which they really didn't, but came very close to each other. It was a sign in the heavens. I'm reading a book called The Signs and the Stars right now, and it just shows how the constellations tell everything that's happened in the Bible. And that's how they used to tell different things and when things were coming. Just like when Jesus, his star, that's how the wise men knew. Yeah. All right. Now let's look at the sixth seal. This is Revelation 6. If I could just do one thing, when I'm teaching on television, I'm starting a new series, my next shoot, called Revelation Decode. And one of the things I was studying on that today, and one of the things that I desperately want to show people is that when you read the book of Revelation, you have to understand there's a two-sided view to it. There is the spiritual, the vision, and then there's the natural. I think the problem with it is most people are trying to take it all literally, and you can't do that. That's why we've gotten so goofed up on it. Okay, 6:12. This is, after the sixth seal, we began to see Armageddon. And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth. We talked about that, the stars. People think literally the stars are going to fall from the sky, but no, it's not. It's movie stars. Whatever star, whoever's been exalted, the Illuminati. Just go look at watch the Super Bowl halftime if you want to see. You think they don't know? They don't have any problem discerning the times. They know exactly where they're at. When it shows the Antichrist or the devil coming up out of the pit, you know. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her timely figs. When she is shaken of a mighty wind, that's the draining of the swamp. They're coming down. We're in the process. Just think about it. The three city states are just ghost towns now. All three. They're just standing out there. The Vatican's shut up. London City, shut up. D.C. looks like a war zone. No one will ever return to the White House again. D.C. will, I believe, crumble to the ground. And all those phallic symbols with it. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and you shall be able to stand. So this is the reckoning day. The reckoning day. But we shouldn't be afraid, because chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in the forehead." So there we see the sealing of the 12 tribes, which is the church. You know, when I heard that the other day, I don't even remember who said it, that most of the Palestinians actually are the true Jews over there. I mean, they have so much tried to divide and scatter. Yeah, it says right here. In verse 9, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands." I mean, they're coming from every, all four corners of the earth. That's what the devil's done, is scattered them. Okay. "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. All the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor and power might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation." Have we been in great tribulation? We have been since Genesis 3. "These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." This is what the Jubilee is. I believe with all my heart that is talking about how it's going to be. All the pain and the suffering and all the things that humanity has suffered and gone through, God's going to say, "It's okay, it's over. They can't hurt you anymore." Then 8, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour." Okay. Sure does look like identical accounts here, and it plainly shows that the Christians are in the tribulation. Tribulation. All right, a reminder that the four horses, the spirits that symbolize spirits, they are belief systems. We read that a couple of weeks ago, Zechariah 6, 1 through 8, a Revelation 1, 6, 1 through 7, the white horse. Now you're going to get tested on this. The white horse, well, we're just going to read it. I want y'all to know this. I want you to be able to help people. I want you to be able to sit down with people and take them into the Bible. I remember one day a friend of mine was over here and she was asking about Revelation, and I set her down and I started reading about the trumpets. And I told her what I believed that it symbolized, and I said, "Doesn't it sound like it?" And she said, "Yeah, it really does." It was like an eye-opener. Yeah. We need to know about current events. We need to know what's going on in our world, but we also need to know this, because people are going to wonder what or else is going on. Well, they're doing that anyway. All right, we'll do Revelation 6 first. "Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. He that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." All right, now Zechariah. It's Zechariah 6. Same scriptures like in Revelation 6. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and the second chariot black horses, and the third horse chariot white horses, and the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked to me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel answered and said unto me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth." So they're here to cause problems. These aren't good spirits. These are bad spirits. And we've been through this a little bit. I was thinking about how many people, I've got it in my file, that have been killed just by the Jesuits alone. How many people have been killed through communism? The Red Horse. How many have been polluted by the black horse? We're seeing that today. All that's coming down. The three city states, I mean, D.C., well, London City was the financial arm of that. And also Islamism. How many people have lost their lives because of their radicalness? Okay. So the white horse is Catholicism. Red horse is communism, black horse is capitalism, the pale horse or the green horse is Islamism. What does communism do? Takes peace from the earth, promotes the killing of one another, and the horseman has a sword. What does capitalism do? Focuses on trade and commerce. Follow the money, honey. Money becomes God instead of God, like materialism. And it makes even the ones they enslave, all they can think about is where they're going to get their next dollar, and they're always on their mind. What does Catholicism do? Pretends to be holy, but it is anything but. We're going to look at him. This is Revelation 13, false prophet. Revelation 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. See, the three city states are all in league together. They all work together like the unholy trinity. Okay. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by sword and did live. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Okay. The false religious leader leads you not to God, but straight to hell. What does Islam do? It's a religion of death. It's called a death, the death cult. A religion of intolerance. A religion that seeks to dominate and destroy anyone and anything that does not adhere to its false doctrine. Like I said, it's a death cult. They think when their young men and women, or mainly men, give their lives for Allah, they're promised paradise, and they have, I don't know how many hundreds of virgins and all this kind of stuff. You know, all this is promised to them. They're going right straight to the pit. I remember after 9/11, whenever the Muslims were framed for that, when it was our own government that did it. I remember seeing a cartoon in the Odessa American, and I cut it out and had it on my refrigerator for a long time, and it was a devil, big devil. And he had a pitchfork, and on the end of the pitchfork, it was a Muslim, and it said, welcome to paradise. Because, you know, they believe by giving their lives to Allah, by blowing themselves up or doing something that kills other people and stuff, that they get to go to paradise. Yeah. There is 1.3 to 1.8 billion Muslims in the world. Their temples are located in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, and of course they occupy the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The trumpets tell the shorter story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. All right, now let's go to Revelation chapter 9. All right, let's see something here. Wait a minute. All right, I'm going to read chapter 9 here. That's what I got written down. And the fifth angel said, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Now, if anything that you can get people to see, learn these scriptures where it says that we are sealed, and when the bad stuff happens, it's not talking about those that are sealed. It's talking about those who are not. To them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared into battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. They had hair as the hair of women, their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like scorpions, and they were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. You know, I still can't find that seal brain post where it shows that it was a vaccine, wasn't it, that had... When they examined this vaccine, it had that creature in it with that crown. It looked like what they're describing here. Now, see, in heaven, John is seeing these creatures with all this mess. But what is literally happening? What is the earthly perspective of that? You know, I'm talking about the vaccine being pushed. What they're trying to do right now through vaccines. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. I mean, we see it right here. We've been speaking where we go, there's not going to be any more of this, and we're starting to see, we know that they are starting to let loose of that. But if the president had stayed in the forefront, they would have never stopped with the pandemic. There's a lot of reason he had to step back. And we have to trust the plan. He's in control of the military for 60 days, so he is in control, he's in authority, and he is doing what he's supposed to do. It's like the word I had Sunday. He hit the ground running and he has not stopped. But they would have not relented and not given up, because now they're backing off of it. They're starting to fix the test to where they're not ramping them up and to where hardly anybody tests positive for it. Why? It's just like one old Saban says, like that. I think I sent all of y'all that video. You think because the bank robbers got the money, they jumped in the car and they made it around the corner without being caught, that they've won. They haven't. They have not won. Okay. The vials tell the shortest story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. I want to look at that one. This is, wait a minute, did I read, just a minute. No, I want to keep reading. I want to finish though in chapter 9. Let me just pick up with 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But these three were the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works, this is Armageddon again, we're seeing here, works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Again, we see it's not the good people. This plague is not loosed on the good people. This plague, you know what the only weapon that the devil has in his arsenal against you? Fear. People have died because they believed it was contagious. They believed that it was fatal. It's like that lady I talked to that day. You are not going to tell her that it wasn't valid. I've had five friends die of that. And I said, well, it's only a cold. She said, well, that's a little hard for me to take, knowing five of my friends are dying. I said, well, I can tell you this, they died of something. And, you know, it's like, I just looked at my nail girl. I said, some people, you just can't tell nothing. And I thought, from then on, I thought, I'm not going to say another word unless I am prompted by the Holy Spirit to do so, because people just want to argue. But if they think that, just like Brother Price, or not Price, but Brother Caps used to say, the devil will key with an ingrown toenail if you let him. It sounds funny, but it's pathetic. That's the world we live in. All right, the vials tell the shortest story that ends the Battle of Armageddon. This is Revelation 14. Starting with verse 6. Now I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, I mean, he wants them to get it. This is the first time ever in history that an angel is preaching the gospel. Saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. And they followed another, and there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. They pleaded with them, saying, what you've held to is gone. Babylon's gone. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. So, it just keeps going. And here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in the sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth. Excuse me. For grapes are ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. This is the battle of Armageddon. It's not many battles. I think that's what causes confusion. People think there's just many battles in the book of Revelation. And they think, gosh, it's just, it's going to be a horrible, horrible thing, but it's the same battle. Okay, let's see how much more I've got. I think I'm about done. Two more chapters and we're done. I'm going to read 15 and 16. Because this has to do with the vials. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. It's for the wicked, not for the righteous. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Now, this tells me right here that this is a literal reign, because the nations are going to come and worship God. All the nations. It's not a rapture. We're congregating in heaven. This is earthly. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breastplates, or their breast girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went out and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Sounds like the plagues in Egypt, doesn't it? And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. You talk about a blackout. I'm telling you, you know, they tried to censor us to where we don't have any place to go to even listen to the news anymore. I mean, we listen to people every day that they keep one step out of. They have, I know the Patriot Street Fighter, he's on like his fifth or sixth YouTube channel. They'll take him down, and he'll just pick up another one. He'll go start another one, and he'll just keep going. He just keeps stepping out. It's every day. It's an everyday thing, trying to push God's people back in the corner where they don't have any light, trying to take our power out here in Texas. Well, their day's coming. His kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. They're not going to have any. I mean, you talk about censorship, big time. And blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Jackie was talking about that. Somebody talking about they're ramping that up right now. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. We're here, folks. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices. Now you'll notice in all these accounts, there was voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Everything that they've done to his kids, here they're getting it back. Fierceness. You know, we keep hearing swift justice, swift fury, you know, that kind of thing. That's coming. That's God. Okay. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Like I told you, those hailstones are 60 to 100 pounds apiece. All right. Well, this is just my reference Bible. It says the large hail, a talent, weighs about 60 to 100 pounds, may help to destroy the cities. Yeah. Okay.